WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President-elect Donald Trump may be ready to give up on his pick for defense secretary, embattled Fox News host Pete Hegseth. Three sources tell CBS News that Trump is considering replacing Hegseth with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The Wall Street Journal was first to report the story. More from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
One big thing going for DeSantis is he's someone who's actually served in uniform. He earned a law degree from Harvard and later served in the Navy as a lawyer or a JAG. His military personnel records show that he was on active duty from September 2005 to February 2010 and was stationed in Iraq with SEAL Team 1 from 2007 to 2008.
Another of Trump's administration picks has pulled himself out of the running. More from CBS News political reporter Jake Rosen.
Chad Kroeneister, President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Drug Enforcement Administration, announced Tuesday he's withdrawing his name from consideration for the post, citing the goals he has yet to complete as sheriff of Hillsborough County, Florida. This is yet another Trump selection that has faced increased controversy after being named by the president-elect. Former Congressman Matt Gaetz was caught in controversy and withdrew after about a week.
Some South Korean lawmakers are calling for the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol after he declared martial law before reversing that decision 6 hours later. Reporter Alec Jensen in Seoul says the president was already in hot water.
He was having great difficulty pushing through next year's budget. He was also facing opposition over various other policies. His wife was facing a corruption scandal. There were moves to impeach some of his key officials. And ironically, he himself may now face impeachment after responding in this way.
Yoon had said martial law was needed to defend the country from North Korea. Many food banks were hoping people would step up on Giving Tuesday. They've been seeing a surge in need for food and a decline in donations. More than 2 months after Hurricane Helene ravaged parts of the southeast, colder weather is setting in and storm victims still need help. CBS's Janet Chamlian is in Buncombe County, North Carolina.
The need across western North Carolina is staggering.
Would you like a soup and sandwich?
Volunteers at this free food site in hard-hit Swannanoa are cooking 800 meals a week.
This is 100% people taking care of people.
Chris Smith has volunteered every day since the storm hit.
No conditions, no politics. It's just there's hungry people. We need to feed them.
Sources tell CBS News the stowaway found on a Paris-bound Delta Airlines jet last week got by a TSA agent at JFK as the agent was busy screening other people. She's in limbo at the airport in Paris. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early, and so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL, Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever, and as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and a breezy southwest wind in the overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-20s. For Wednesday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, some light snow showers developing in the afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Southwest to westerly winds gusting to 40. It's 21 at our studios.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, it's the one-year anniversary show with my first guest ever, Tune In With Me host Bill Leff. Also joining me are entertainment writer Chris Foran and Civic Media's own Joel Karnick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program. 2,000 Mules. Remember this movie? This movie is what led armed vigilantes to show up at drop boxes all across the country this year and 2 years ago in particular. And it was a movie that purported to be a documentary. It was produced and I believe written by Dinesh D'Souza, a notorious right-wing troll who has been on this program. He has come on this program to try to debate me. He's a really smart guy, by the way. And it was largely based on information that they had gotten from True the Vote, this group that, principally, it appears, tries to compile lists of Democrats to knock off voting rolls in Republican-controlled states. And the documentary was then, I believe it was acquired. I'm not sure of the details of how it ended up with Salem Broadcasting. Salem is one of the larger right-wing radio networks that runs continuous right-wing hate radio in major cities all over the United States. It was originally funded by a Bible publishing company. In fact, I think it still is, although it's become, quite the profit center on its own. I had lunch with a vice president of Salem Broadcasting probably 15 years ago at a talkers convention. I just sat next to him at the banquet, and pitched my show. And he said, we could never put you on because liberals can't be Christians. And we're funded by a Bible publishing company. And so we only put people who are okay with Christianity on the show. Which is kind of interesting because at the time, two of their top right-wing hosts were Jewish, but didn't talk about that much on the air. But anyway, what can I say? Anyhow, 2,000 Mules was being distributed by Salem Broadcasting. They have taken it down. The publishing company that published it has bought back the books and pulped them. And this may have something to do with the fact that some of the people that in the movie and in the book Dinesh D'Souza identified as being people stealing votes, basically, have sued legitimately. I mean, some of them, in particular, this one guy Andrews, has sued because he had to move out of his house when he was identified. I mean, they identified him as this guy. So anyhow, this is from Dinesh D'Souza's apologies. His 2,000 Mules was based on cell phone geolocation data collected and reviewed by True the Vote. Yeah, let's blame somebody else. An analysis of this data revealed highly suspicious patterns of certain cell phones, which were recorded in the location of 10 or more drop boxes. This data was the premise of the film. It turns out that a lot of those were mailmen making their daily routes. But anyhow, he says, we recently learned that the surveillance videos used in the film may not have actually been correlated with the geolocation data. Regency Books, by the way, a notorious right-wing publisher, had published the book, but they have now pulled them back and pulped them. The guy, Mr. Andrews, his name is Mark Andrews. He's from Georgia. And he was then subjected to the usual barrage of threats. So Dinesh D'Souza says, I apologize to Mr. Andrews. I make this apology not under the terms of a settlement agreement or other duress, but because it's the right thing to do given what we have now learned. Right. Salem has also issued an apology to Andrews. But, you know, for your friends who say, oh, yeah, I saw that movie 2000. I mean, millions of Americans saw the movie. It played in theaters all over the country. It was on the web. It was distributed by Salem. This is an old strategy on the right. You find this across repressive and fascist and neo-fascist regimes almost universally. Is you come out with some absurd big lie. In this case, you know, the election was stolen by black people stuffing ballots in drop boxes. You come out with some absurd big lie. You amplify that big lie until it's widely believed, at least among the people that you need it to believe it. And then you go, oops, I'm sorry, it was just a lie. And while the initial 2,000 mules claims made, you know, headlines in every newspaper in America, the retraction, not so much. In fact, where did I get this from? This came from Wonkett. Not exactly the New York Times. I mean, God bless Wonkett. They've got a great Substack newsletter that I subscribe to and I recommend you do too. But not the New York Times. Meanwhile, a Chinese billionaire. Now, keep in mind, if you are a billionaire in China, you are a billionaire and you are not in prison by virtue of your obedience to President Xi and the Chinese regime. China does not brook dissent. They do not allow dissent. I mean, just look at what happened in Hong Kong. And so this guy, his name is Justin Sun. He's a Chinese billionaire. And he was apparently looking for ways to get in tight with Donald Trump. So Donald Trump had this company, World Liberty Financial, that he just started with his sons. It's a crypto company. And they wanted to sell $300 million worth of crypto tokens, known as WLF, World Liberty Financial. Which would value the new company at $1.5 billion. So Trump would instantly become a real billionaire. But it was failing. They had only sold $22 million worth of tokens, and their incorporation papers said that, quote, $30 million of initial net protocol revenues will be held in reserve to cover operating expenses, indemnities, and obligations until that reserve is met. In other words, the reserve is $30 million. So they had only sold $22 million worth of tokens, so they didn't have the $30 billion, so they couldn't basically do business, at least in the way Trump wanted to. So Sun comes in and he buys $30 million worth of these tokens, and suddenly Trump's company is worth $1 billion. It covers the entire reserve, and Trump is entitled to 75% of all revenues on tokens purchased in the past, which means Sun's purchase just gave Trump $18 million, and 75% of all revenues from tokens going forward. Now, the tokens are non-transferable and locked indefinitely in a wallet or smart contract until such time, if ever, they are unlocked through protocol governance procedures in a fashion that does not contravene applicable law. In other words, you're buying electronic collectibles. This is like Cabbage Patch dolls or something, only they're electronic. But here we've got a foreign national who is a billionaire by virtue of the approval of the Chinese Communist Party handing Donald Trump $18 million and elevating his company from being basically worthless to being worth something like $1.5 billion. Sun may have an agenda here. Justin's son. He is currently being sued by the Securities and Exchange Commission here in the United States. And its chairman, Gary Gensler, you know, oversaw that lawsuit. He's being sued for basically what looks to me like a pump and dump scheme. This is from the SEC lawsuit. He was accused of, quote, fraudulently manipulating the secondary market for crypto tokens through extensive wash trading. What is wash trading? Like I said, it sounds to me like pump and dump here. This is the description from the lawsuit against Sun. Quote, the simultaneous or near simultaneous purchase and sale of a security to make it appear actively traded without an actual change in beneficial ownership. So he's buying and selling his own stuff to make it look like everybody's buying his stuff, right? And that litigation is ongoing. But when Trump takes office, there will be a new Securities and Exchange Commission commissioner. And Justin Sun may just see all those charges against him go away in exchange for his $30 million investment in Donald Trump's company. Ain't oligarchy wonderful? Not only is the Chinese Communist Party and their billionaire agent just make Trump $1 billion richer, but looks like they're going to get the charges dropped against them too. Sweet. 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I have an amazing geeky science for you about the future of electric vehicles and airplanes on the other side of the break. And I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code TOM. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Justice and truth buried deep in the ground, sold to the highest bidder without a sound. Elections they claim to be fair and free, but look close enough, it's a billionaire spree. Who needs democracy when billionaires call the shots? They're rewriting the rules, taking all we've got. Dark money's pouring, drowning out the light. They're owning the stage in America's fight.
Yep. So, you ever heard of Hart X1? This is an electric airplane, and it is it's a Swedish aviation company, and Hart is the name of the company. Their experimental X1 is going to be testing. They're going to be testing this in Plattsburgh International Airport, up in New York, upstate New York, Plattsburgh. It's a 30-seat hybrid electric regional passenger jet. It can fly right now, currently, with four electric propeller motors. It can fly 30 passengers 124 miles right now on pure electric power. And it recharges in 30 minutes. And then once it's at altitude and, 124 miles, then they kick on an electric generator that's in the back of the plane that recharges the batteries and provides energy to the propellers, and that extends its range to 250 miles. Now, it's going to start flying in the first quarter of the next year, so in the next 3 or 4 months. This is pretty cool, and it's quite a breakthrough. But here's where it gets really amazing. Monash University has just announced, this is from monash.edu, and I apologize, I know nothing about Monash University. I'm not even sure where it is. And this article doesn't say, which is weird. But anyhow, their engineers have just developed an ultra-fast charging lithium sulfur battery, LIS, lithium sulfur. It will hold twice as much electricity as a conventional lithium-ion battery, and it charges and can discharge twice as fast. So in an electric car like my Ioniq 5, if I was to replace the lithium-ion battery with a lithium-sulfur battery, instead of my car going 300 miles, it could go an extra 500 miles on a single charge. It could go 800 miles. On a charge. So, that's pretty amazing. All right, what's on your mind? By the way, if you're just tuning in, the Donald Trump of South Korea, President Yoon, who is often described in the media as the Donald Trump of South Korea, he's a right-winger. He replaced a left-winger in the elections of 2022. And then this April, he lost parliament to a progressive party,
which has been trying to defund some of his police efforts because he has been prosecuting reporters and journalists who criticize him. He's had police raid their homes. He's launched lawsuits against them.
This is all stuff that Donald Trump has talked about doing. He refers to them as the fake news. A couple weeks ago, it was reported that he's been practicing golf.
So he's, you know, getting ready for to play golf with his hero, Donald Trump. He declared martial law overnight in South Korea and early in our morning. And the people and said all the media is now under control of the military. All protests and all political activity are now prohibited. Civil liberties and the Constitution are essentially suspended, and the military is now in charge of South Korea. Now, the parliament met and voted to undo his decree of martial law. But the military, and the military has kind of pulled back a little bit from the parliament building. But the military is, and the head of the military are saying, we're still under martial law until the president rescinds it. We're not going to do what the parliament says. We do what the president says. He's the commander in chief of the military. So you're seeing in real time right now what very well could happen here in the United States, particularly if Democrats take control of the House and Senate in 2 years. But possibly even over a much shorter time frame, even over the next 100 days or the first 100 days of the Trump administration. So start get ready to start seeing the media talking about the South, the Donald Trump of South Korea here. So what's on your mind? Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan. Susan, actually, let me put you back on hold. I just noticed I only have 35 seconds. I'll pick you up on the other side of this break. And, you know, just again, for people tuning in, the situation in South Korea is very, very fluid. Our government, you know, we have a large military base in South Korea. Our government is affirming that we are going to continue to protect South Korea from North Korea. Oh, and President Yoon of South Korea, the Donald Trump of South Korea, is claiming now the justification for his state of emergency, which is, you know, locking down everybody and shutting down the press. His justification is that he says that the liberals in parliament are in league with North Korea, which is pretty absurd. I mean, North Korea is as far right as you can get. And he's saying, oh, yeah, those, you know, open society liberals, the people who, you know, they're in league with North Korea. Not a chance. But that's his excuse. Just like Donald Trump's excuse is, you know, Democrats, they love those Mexicans coming over.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Three sources familiar with President-elect Donald Trump's transition tell CBS News he is considering naming Florida Governor Ron DeSantis his pick for defense secretary, replacing embattled Fox News host Pete Hegseth. The Wall Street Journal was first to report this. CBS's Ed O'Keefe points out Trump and DeSantis have been bitter political rivals.
The president-elect's incoming chief of staff, Susie Wiles, is a former political advisor to DeSantis. The two of them parted ways under bad circumstances, and Wiles went on to work for Trump and defeat her former client.
It's getting tougher for the North Carolinians who are still homeless 2 months after Hurricane Helene. Here's CBS's Janet Chamlian.
His home destroyed. Steve Crowell showed us the tent he lived in for weeks.
What do you need?
Just people to come check on us.
Hundreds of people are still living in Western North Carolina in campers and in tents amid bitterly cold temperatures.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever and, as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and a breezy southwest wind in the overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-20s. For Wednesday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, some light snow showers developing in the afternoon with highs in the mid-30s, southwest to westerly winds gusting to 40. It's 21 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
When I first started using it, what a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen also gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you always know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to help keep you on the top of your health game. Because your metabolism is at the center of everything your body does, optimal metabolic health translates to a bunch of benefits, including easier weight management and improved energy levels, better fitness results, and better sleep. I've made changes to my eating habits based on its feedback. So if you want to stay on track with your health this holiday season, go to lumen.me/Hartman with two N's to get 15% off your Lumen. That's kind of a dark song, Trump's version of hell, but yeah, I get it. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Oh, in reference to your talking about the Ninth Circuit's ruling on our travel ban, or as they like to call it here, the adolescent abortion trafficking law, the president-elect claims that he's not going to do anything on the federal level to ban abortion. But I'm going to think that he's going to do something on the order of the old Fugitive Slave Acts, where he's going to be try to force the liberal states to enforce the laws of their neighboring non-liberal states, let's say.
There's already lawsuit demanding that by several of the right-wing states working its way toward the Supreme Court. Pardon the interruption.
And we know how that worked out. Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, even in like 2023, around Idaho, our neighbors to the west have started tallying up what you call excess abortion services, mm-hmm. What they would predict based on the population. It's a couple of thousand in Oregon, about 1,500 in Washington, more than a couple of thousand in Nevada. And I'm just thinking, this is not, like you said, there are already lawsuits on this issue. So I'm thinking, okay, we're going to see something of like the Fugitive Slave Act, where states are going to be told that they're going to have to enforce laws that they don't want in their state boundaries. And this is not going to work well. I mean, it took, 60 years to go from, the Constitution to the Civil War over the issue on the slave issue. And two fugitive two different Fugitive Slave Acts.
Yep.
The first one not working out well for the slaveholders, so they got a better one in 1850 in their eyes.
Yep.
And it's not over that much of a deal. I mean, from what I can tell, you know, there weren't that many fugitive slaves ever returned under these acts. It just gave the Southerners free rein to go into the boundaries of, you know, the northern states that didn't want them there searching for people to swank around and demand, you know, they wanted these people.
Oh, they were using the Fugitive Slave Act as a rationale to go into northern states and kidnap free black men, mostly, or I'm assuming a lot of women, too, but kidnap free black people and take them back down to the South and enslave them. I mean, that was the principal outcome of the Fugitive Slave Act.
Yeah, well, the act specifically said that, you know, there could be no redress in the courts. All it took was an affidavit from some irate Southerner saying, right, you know, this is a slave. And there
had to be a sheriff, didn't it? Could be wrong.
No, you know, the slaveholder could make the affidavit, and
okay,
he could force the northern sheriff to act. That was the point of the law, to force a northern sheriff who didn't want to,
right,
and who didn't feel his state made him, make him act. And that was where all the, well, a lot of the conflict was.
I don't think
but
they're going to even
no
need this,
court redress.
This has to do with going across state lines. I think that they're going to just try to shut down abortion nationwide by starting enforcement of the Comstock Act. I mean, J.D. Vance, who will be the vice president of the United States in you know, 6 weeks, J.D. Vance wrote a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland a year and a half ago demanding the immediate enforcement of the Comstock Act, which would immediately ban basically all abortion in the United States, most birth control in the United States, and all pornography in the United States. And, I mean, these guys are serious about this. Mike Johnson has called for immediate full enforcement of the Comstock Act as well. Hello?
All I can see is a bunch of entrenched interests, you know, fighting against that. I think Big Pharma would have a problem with it. I think our adult entertainment industry will have a problem with it, just as, you know, what I think RFK Jr. is going to come up against is a processed food industry and a Big Pharma that are absolutely not going to entertain any of his ideas about
health. I get that, but
living.
There's this thing called selective prosecution. If you bring the law out and you just decide to use it when you need it. So we'll see. We'll see. Susan, I think you're spot on. I expect some variation on the Fugitive Slave Act after the first of the year. Boy, that would make an op-ed, too. Susan, thank you very much.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Rob in New Orleans. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I want to tell you I'm looking forward to reading your book on neoliberalism.
Oh, good. It's one of the better books. In this series.
And I think Americans really need to get an understanding of what this philosophy is and what it's done to our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell the story in 1980, tuition at LSU in Baton Rouge was $300 a semester. Now it's about $10,000 or $12,000.
Yep.
And I want to tell you some good news. I've really taken some inspiration from you. Setting out to start an organization called New Green Louisiana that will promote agroecology, biodynamics, artisanal craft work, and positive good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Built a lot of successful initiatives. What would be a couple of words of advice you could give me on setting out to do something like that?
You identified the goals. You want to advance these particular things, but how do you intend to accomplish them? I mean, are you trying to raise money? Are you trying to organize people? Are you going to build a building? Are you trying to put together a mailing list? What?
I'm going to go give a talk at the Rotary Club.
Mm.
You know, just start with some basic publicity and see if I can recruit some meetup groups and go from there.
Are you trying to build an organization?
Yeah.
Well, you need to start with the structure of the organization, you know, probably incorporate as a nonprofit. I usually use LegalZoom to incorporate. They're cheap and easy. The two things I've always done when I've started a company is, number one, I try to identify people around the country who are doing the same thing that I want to do. When Louise and I started a travel agency, we took 2 weeks and just flew all over the country. And in each city we visited, we found the biggest or the most successful travel agency, went in, asked for the owner, offered to take him to lunch, and just said, you know, we're going to start a travel agency in Atlanta, Georgia. We'd like to pick your brain. And we found that 9 out of 10 people were enthusiastic about sharing their knowledge with us. We did that when we started a community for abused kids. We did that when we started the travel agency. We did that when we started the first ad agency. We did that when we started the Herbal Tea Company. So number one. Number two, obviously you want to put the structure of the organization together, but you know that'll give you a lot of ideas, and you won't be repeating other people's mistakes. And then the other big thing would be to identify the people in the industry, as it were, in the interest group or in the space that you want to work, who are the movers and shakers who already have some success. Beyond just asking for their advice, try to build alliances with them and look for ways that your organization can not just benefit from them or collaborate with them, but actually benefit them in a way that also benefits you. The more often you can construct these kind of win-win business or pseudo-business arrangements, the more successful you'll be. Does that help, Rob?
Yeah, well, this is going to be like a public interest citizens organization.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of those out there. There's a huge body of knowledge held by people who are running similar organizations. You could even try to talk to people in the large organizations, the Sierra Club.
Such groups in D.C. and talking to them.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep you posted. When I get my Facebook page up, I'll let you know. And you always say, do something, and I'm going to try to do something.
Well, God bless you, Rob. That's great. And keep us up to date, and good luck. I wish you the very best. Thanks a lot. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, Speaking the Truth, the multinational corporations, and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Monash University, by the way, where they developed the new double-strength batteries, is in Melbourne, Australia.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient, it's called berberine, that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Super Bearing and always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. How do you get it? Well, go to superbearing.com and get 15% off or even more when you buy some bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's spelled Super Bearing, S-U-P-E-R, Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is TOM to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing.com, code TOM. They got something to say. Rudolph needs hay that's organic and clean and a cruelty-free harness with a vegan sheen. Run, Rudolph. Peter's on your trail. Check your nose and lose your diet, can't fail. Run, Rudolph, no stress on that sleigh. We'll shut Santa down if you're not okay. Santa grabbed the reins, but they shouted not so fast. Rudolph needs massages before he can blast. Are those sleigh bells hypoallergenic, my dude? And where's the old milk to go with this food? Run, Rudolph, you're the Peter star. They got GPS tracking your sleigh from afar. Run, Rudolph, the hardest star. Let's take good care of Rudolph here. 52 minutes past the hour. Happy holidays to you, whatever they may be for you and your family this beautiful season of the year. As we prepare for the darkness in January. Gar in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today? Gar, I can't hear you. I think you might have just muted
yourself.
How you doing,
Tom?
Oh, there you are. Yeah. What's up?
Oh, yeah. How you doing today? And I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
We did. Hope you did, too.
Good. I want to talk about something you throw around a lot, billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I heard it put this way. If you spend $1,000 a day, every day you spend $1,000, it'll take you over 500,000 years to spend $1 billion. Let's put it in this perspective.
Sounds about right.
And a gentleman told me, I was working three jobs. He told me, son, you ain't gonna never get rich. I said, why you say that? He said, you work too hard. So I went in and started reading up on these billionaires. And I think I mentioned this to you before. I read T. Boone Pickens. Remember him, right?
Mm-hmm. He's been on
Elon
the show.
Musk, I read his autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
I read Ray Kroc, who started McDonald's,
yeah.
His autobiography. I read quite a few of them. And the only thing that stuck out in my mind was T. Boone Pickens. And he said the poorest he ever was when he didn't owe nobody. I said, sometimes, and like Trump, like Donald Trump, you know, he tried to buy the Buffalo Bills, right? I even read his autobiography. You know, he tried to buy the Buffalo Bills, right?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let him in on the Old Boys Network. You know why? Because his green wasn't long enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So with that said, it's a lot to a billionaire, because I heard it put like this also. To have wealth, you have to have labor and land. Without labor and land, you can't have wealth. If you really think about it,
generally
you got
speaking.
To have labor.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know.
So what's your point?
You got to have,
what,
the point that I'm trying to make
it,
is that I think it's a mindset.
Mm.
A billionaire is a mindset.
Yeah.
In other words, if you can convince somebody you're a billionaire, you're a billionaire.
Well, that's what Donald Trump did for a long time, and it's pretty clear he wasn't a billionaire during that time. He probably is now. But I think success is a mindset. I absolutely agree with you on that. And, you know, I kind of marinated myself in that when I was in my early 20s when I was starting businesses, you know, reading Dale Carnegie and Norman Vincent Peale, who Trump is also a fan of.
I tell you, who else has an interesting story? The DuPonts. That's a very interesting history.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they started General Motors, basically.
Yeah, for a lot of these folks, it's, you know, being in the right place at the right time. For sometimes it's a brilliant idea, you know, Thomas Edison or Walt Disney, you know.
Yeah, but it goes a little deeper than that, Tom. It goes a lot deeper than that.
Yeah. No,
and
I get it.
One day we'll get into that.
Okay. All righty. I got
thank you.
Gar, thank you for the call. Walter in Portland. Hey, Walter, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Walter. Hey. I need you to get your mouth closer to the microphone.
There we go.
Thank you. What's up?
How's that?
What's on your mind?
Well, the other day, I was curious, and I thought I would ask ChatGPT this question. Could a sophisticated AI, like yourself, that was unconstrained by any sort of ethics, morality, or compassion, develop a strategy to take over modern democracy by a fascist leader or group of individuals? And the answer was, it's not very long, but let me get to the first one, because that's the creepiest.
I got 15 okay. seconds here for you.
Oh, God. Misinformation and disinformation. A sophisticated AI could craft and disseminate highly convincing fake news, deep fakes, or other forms of misinformation by tailoring narratives to different segments of the population. The AI could amplify existing divisions and exploit emotional triggers.
Wow.
It could influence public opinion.
It's already happened, election. Walter. I mean, you're describing the Trump campaign, aren't you?
Or
what Elon's doing over on X? That's amazing. That's fascinating. Walter, thank you for sharing that with us. That's amazing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we'll catch up with fan favorite Matt Rothschild. We'll talk about Act 10, who should be the new DNC chair. And also, who wants to cut Social Security? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.